we're going to dodge around the river tour. We've got some new stuff to tell you about, but to take us up to that point is some old and familiar comfortable slippers of shoes.
With people made of that one. Don't be that mother, she said, say it along to me. There's a finer man in the world, and that's what made me take the thing. You saucy girl, she keep it in that curse it may have been. There's a finer man in the world, and that's what made me take the thing. Mother, she married to me. So he kissed her and undressed her, and he laid her on the bed. He couldn't have what a picture before, and gave a maiden then. Then he kissed her, and he dressed her for the clothes and her hand. He invited her mother St. Mary just to see his fine wedding. Then he kissed me, and he dressed me for the rose in Idaho. Invited me on St. Mary's just to see his fine wedding. Oh, rest in the widow, she fell in a carriage of hay. Before a friend, she found a place to go and you decide. We'll be right back.
leave me off. A song about interpersonal one-to-one relationships involving a mother-in-law. The widow of a husband's daughter, a traditional song. Genuine folk song, man. Learned from the singing of A.L. Lloyd, known to warn Sunray as Bert. The next song is also, surprisingly, a traditional or folk song. This time it concerns the interpersonal relationships between nations. It's an unusual subject for a song list because it's political, in the sense that it's about an attempt to unite the thrones of Scotland and Norway in the early to middle part of the 14th century. Not a natural topic of tune smithery these days, I know. But why it has human interest is because there was a chap set up as a patsy to carry the can when it all went wrong. The plot was to undermine this, and the chap in question was called Sir Patrick Spence. He carried that can. So this is for you, Pat, wherever you are.
Speedy skipper to sail this party boat of mine. We love this broke a bonny boy sitting at the king's right knee. Patrick Spence is the very best seaman who's ever sailed upon the sea. Never a very good seaman, nor ever do intend to be. Last night I saw the girl in there, with the olive in her hair, and the signs that swing you upon the misery and every storm.
The deep of day, day with every tree, but loud and noisy through the wind, and so boisterous through the sea. You, my merry young men, for you'll not see dry land again. Long may my lady stand with the lantern in her hand, for she sees my bonny ship come sailing homeward to dry land.
40 miles off Aberdeen, you want to set the runners deep. There I sit, Sir Patrick Spence, for the Lord of Scotland at its feet.
Latest CD, our new CD called Sense of Occasion,
This next song is track one, side one, of which there is only one side. And just checking you're all there with that same moment. And its main character of the song is a 1966 split screen VW camper. Any elders in the audience?
Oh,
yes, there's one there, yeah, one there. So anyway, this is a song about this wonderful machine going through its history from coming out the factory to the present day. And it's called Keep On Turning the Wheel. Sober by it for your body, sober which you got your eyes, so we got it on the split scene, every chance to get first prize. With your never ending story, in the southwest having fun, jet the cruising in the slow lane, never fast enough for sun. Now that you've been to green, love will be listening, magic will be stream. A bit of dream, and your journey is just begun. When your sister's lay rusty, and your brother's failed the test, you can bring happy families, such a mess about the rest. Travel miles and no money, as God's quoted to your time. Money. I had to sit out on the bank. Now that you're painted green, love will be history, magic will be history. Oh, what a vintage dream, and your journey is only just begun. Keep on turning the wheel.
sense of occasion CD. Internally generated songs have been a bit of a backbone to Fairport's career. Not that I'm in a position to comment, of course, because it's an ongoing process. Only historians can come out with that sort of jumbo. It's true up to a point that each era that the band has inhabited has produced some signature songs. And this is one from a period when we had a couple of songwriters on board called Swarbrick and Thompson, and they were in harness together for not very long, but this is one of the songs that they produced.
Within the fire and out above the sea, crazy man Michael was moving. He met with a raven with eyes dark as coals, and shortly they fell to talking. Your future I will tell to you. Your future you often have asked me. Your true love will die by your own right hand. Then crazy man Michael will crucify. Michael he panted and Michael he prayed, and he weeped for his so. He loved and he cried, he shot him and he swore, for his mad mind trapped him with a kiss. So you speak with an evil, you speak with a hate, you speak for the devil that haunts me. Oh, is she not the fairest in all this problem? Your sorcerer's words are too taunt me. He took out his dagger of fire and steel, and he struck down the raven through the heart. The bird fluttered long and the sky did spin, and the cold earth it wandered and started. Oh, where is the raven that I looked on dead, that hither would lie on the ground low, where I see the light you love with a wound so red, where her lover's heart did it come from? Crazy man, Michael, he won the talks to the night and the day, but his eyes they are sane, and his speech it is plain, for he longs to be far, far away. My glory is hers, the simplest of tunes, and that's the four winds that bind. for his true love has flown to every flower grown, and he was to be on all that garden.
This next song is so good that we think you should own two completely different versions of it. And yes, we have two completely different versions of it that you can purchase tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not only on our new Sense of Occasion CD, but it's also on the fabulous, stunning, brilliant new offering that Peggy has made with pal PJ Wright. They've made a duo album. And this is the title track. It's written by PJ, and it's called Galileo's Apology, because we reckon that there's not enough songs in the charts, we don't think, about the relationship between Galileo and the Catholic Church. And there's a gap in the market.
If anybody wants to come along, We'd love to see you. One of these from the merch table to remind you. Sorry, back to dinner. This next song is a song which features me in a big way. Well, actually, luckily, it's only my T-shirt that it features, because I hope it performs. It didn't the other night, the batteries were low, but the pacemaker worked, but the T-shirt didn't. There's a song called Wait for the Tide to Come In, which is written by a good friend of ours, Ben Benyon, who plays with a group called Freeway Jam, who come from Banbury. And it's anybody from Freeway Jam here? Mr. Bullard? In the pub again. Okay, so this is a song for Freeway Jam. We'd like to do it tonight for Christine and Jill, who come from Barford St. Michael. And I'd like to do it for Matt Davis, my son-in-law, who I don't know if he's here or not, but he bought me the T-shirt, so I hope it works. Wait for the tide to come in. Hold on.
saw a contestant, I can see it wearing thin. So I walk on backwards, the way to try to come in. Yeah, I walk on backwards, the way to try to come in.
Fairport 9, and this is...
It was an ill-fated attempt to break into the German market.
Not much worth thinking about it. It worked. But I wrote this tune, it was about 6.5 minutes long, which is, it's quite a long piece of music, really. But I couldn't write any lyrics because I tried, but I'd already peaked, in my own opinion, as a lyricist. When I wrote this song called Hungarian Rhapsody for an album which is called Rosie. Do any of you have that?
I've got one.
It's good, like when CDs were invented, because you can always choose tracks that you could skip, and that's one that most people do, I've found in recent time. However, that's why I stopped writing lyrics, but I took Dave Swarbrick and Trevor Lucas to the Brasenose pub in Crockerdy, and got them extremely drunk and persuaded them to write some lyrics for this song, which finished up as a piece called Polly on the Shore, which we're going to play for you now, and it features Chris on his new low whistle.
And don't refuse. surrender now unto our commands, or else your knives you'll lose. But our decks, they were smothered in blood, and her cannons it loudly roared, and broadside long time we lay, till we could fight no more. And a thousand times I wish myself away, all along with my Polly on the shore.
These tunes to celebrate the fact that he's still here. and join Chris on the other side of the stage. Don't be mad.
Two. Oh, oh.
big party.
Turn me in your eyes.
and me in your arms into a naked night, and wrap me in your handful and keep me out of sight.
Thank you.
us on stage and for you out front, because it gives us the great privilege to introduce you to Jerry Conway, who's going to step out from behind his enormous white Barnos fan. So let's all hear it for Jerry.
Just paraded your impoverished and rather stultified upbringing, tower block in West Finchley. The rest of us were watching it in glorious colour.
I had to go next door to the neighbour.
It's fantastic, and they brought it up to date with a version of Sean Connery and Kevin Costner. The Untouchables, a great program. Now, we have a new CD, as you probably know, and it's available behind that wall. On this CD, funnily enough, we have a song called, it's called Untouchable. And, all that stuff I told you about the gangsters and everything, it's got nothing whatsoever to do with the song. It's just that it's the same words and it's really untouchables. You know what I mean?
So that's what an hour on Google does.
Anyway, here we go, Untouchable by Glenn Tilbrook. Thank you very much.
Jerry Conway, ladies and
gentlemen.
You
know,
when you go home tonight, you'll say to yourselves, well, that's taught me a lesson. $10, not just $10.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next song was inspired by a book I read a while ago called Black Elk Speaks. And it told the tale, true tale, of a Native American Lakota medicine man who, after the Indian Wars, the American Indian Wars, his people were put on a reservation in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. And whilst he was there, he pondered on this incredibly strong force that had come to his land and taken it away from his people. And he joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show because the show was coming over to England and he wanted to come and see where this power came from. So the show did a tour all over England, but they did 7 nights at Salford Keys. And he mentions this in the book and talks about getting terribly lost in Manchester. He was desperate to get home after that. And this tells the tale of that journey. And it's called South Dakota to Manchester.
The iron horse came rolling, blowing in from the east, along with promises broken, bringing famine, not feast. No getting back for the elders, no mercy for sacred land, no mercy from the reservation, tricky deals of the hand. Oh, Lakota, South Dakota to Manchester. Oh, Lakota, South Dakota to Manchester. To see the way of the Wasatchu, he joined the Wild West show. Boarded wagons from Rushville to Chicago and New York, they go. 100 more of his nation, they boarded a big boat of fire, with horses up, buffalo, and the cried as the smoke grew higher. And it was old Lakota, South Dakota to Manchester. Old Lakota, South Dakota to Manchester. In all the shows they made, while the seven moons crossed the sky, a proud culture in a big talk, cause they would not let it die. I feel the vision that struck me as a child. My medicine will protect our way. South Dakota to Manchester.
Black Elk was getting lost in Manchester. Federal Convention obviously was in the studio, turning out yet another album. This song is taken from that, the one made around that time. It's interesting to reflect that Black Elk, elsewhere in his book, refers to a meeting he had with Queen Victoria. He actually had a one-to-one with Queen Victoria, and I'm not sure whether they had a cup of nice old grey or a peace pipe. This group does not relate, but it would have been great to have been a fly on the wall. What they talked about. But
do you think queens have flies on the wall?
No. Yeah, the persons of such people as Sir Anthony Blunt. finishing that sentence eventually, we go on to conclude the train of thought by saying that the next song is linked to the previous one by this sort of Victoria connection, because Prince Albert appears in the next song, which is called The Deserter, which the band was recording at the time. That's it, that's where we started. Prince Albert, he's not the protagonist, he just pops up at the end to get all buffed up and glossy, but, as a sort of superstar who comes in at the last moment, saves the day. A poor chap who's been pressed into the army. His name is unknown to us, but is certainly a professional deserter.
See London for their sake. Thank you.
for them to go. I will still be dreaming. I do not count the time. Who knows? Thank you.
new CD, which we're desperate for you to buy, to be honest. Because we think it's great and we hope you'll enjoy it. It's a song written by Pete Scrowther, who was introduced to us by PJ Wright some 10 or 11 years ago. And we in fact covered one of Pete's songs, a song called The Once Was Love. Well, it was actually called There Once Was Love, not There Was Once. But it was called There Once Was Love, and it was on an album called Old New Borough Blue. And any of you got that?
Yeah.
One person! But you've all got Angel Delight, yeah?
Charm
album. But only one of you got Old New Borough Blue. It was a great photograph anyway on the front, wasn't it? And Once Was Love was a great song. And it was good for us because Pete, after he gave us the song, moved to Switzerland and became a postman, so we didn't have to pay him any royalties. He's still waiting for his check to come in the post. Get it? So we've done this version of his song, which is called Hawkwood's Army, and he's a great writer, and he has some CDs available as well, so check out Pete Scrowther. This is Hawkwood's Army. Thank you very much.
So I joined with old John Hawkwood and his free company. We lived in Fall of Bounty on that foreign countryside. We dropped the drinks and drank away to the barrels in the sky. And the battle big and empty with an ocean in a view. To beat the broken and in your hidden treasure in a steel. Back in Hawkwood's Army, in the church building, but it's only this he paid us off and he sent us on our way. His senses laid a prison for the bay. Well, I have to leave them there, each town stands alone. The picking state or rich memories, we bring them to the bone.
We're I will strike the vanished flower.
Max below and Matthew Strappo more. Took his underwear and set it up on his knee and he said, who do you like the best this now? Yeah, he goes on and he has put his underwear to the first big self clear. I would rather kiss the dead face with your own kind of ear. And the Lord, I'll leave the lonely anymore. He stuck his right mind to the past, he kept it up to the wall. The brave, brave old man would cry to put these old lovers in. But once you're ready, my lady, at the club, the sheena's on the thank you.
noise.
Thank you.
be singing it with you in the future. But in the meantime, please welcome back Tiny Tin Lady.
This is the one that you do already know to sing along. Thanks very much. We'll see you in August. If this fails.
We used to say come a day, we'd all be making songs, all fine in their words, these ideas never lasted long.
Chris!